This is Senator Bob Dole. No one, absolutely no one, has a right to take drugs when it endangers public safety. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the Senate Commerce Committee has done the right thing by moving to crack down on interstate bus and truck drivers and engineers and pilots who are under the influence of drugs. The traveling public puts their lives in the hands of others, and they deserve protection. Drinking, drugs, and driving are a lethal combination. It's time to get tough with a few drivers and pilots who have the problem. I've got to say it, Ted. Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole has demonstrated real leadership on this issue. If we can find the source of the trouble, we can isolate the problem. Let's work together to save lives on the ground and in the air. Ted, I think you're with me on this one.
Bullseye today, Bob. No one has the right to endanger the public safety anytime, anywhere, any place. But the bill you're touting leaves serious questions unresolved about the accuracy of the drug tests that would be required and the competence of the laboratories that would do the testing. As we're beginning to learn, horror stories are the rule, not the exception, in this emerging industry. The tests themselves are often unreliable, and too many cheapo tests are on the market. The last thing we need is a blank check from Congress for fly-by-night laboratories with astronomical error rates. One lab recently turned up with an error rate of 100%. They got every sample wrong. The pending legislation is on the right track, Bob, but it needs a closer look. We can protect the public safety without forcing workers to risk their jobs because of sloppy labs, faulty tests, or a careless Congress. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on new data showing the country turning to the Democratic Party for leadership on the issues. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.